The trail didn't seem so bad during the day, but I kept stumbling after the sun went down. I couldn't see without light.
If you can't see where you're going, then you're gonna struggle to walk right. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. You know, the other morning, I got up really early, even before the sun came up. In the darkness of my bedroom, I was stumbling around trying to find the light switch when, bam, I crashed my knee right into my dresser. Ouch! After that, I bought a nightlight. You know, the Bible is kind of like a nightlight for your life. It shines on the dark areas of your life so that you can see better. But you have to read it to see the light. Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And now our story. It's called A Lighted Path. Lucas and Grandpa were camping together in the mountains. One day, after they had hiked to the top of a lookout point, they sat down to enjoy a late afternoon snack. "How are your friends at school?" Grandpa asked. "Your dad said you and Briar had a fight." "Yeah," Lucas sighed. "I'm not sure what to do about it." Grandpa was about to respond when he noticed the sun getting low in the sky. "We need to start heading back before it gets dark. The path up here is rocky, and it will be much easier to get back to the campsite in the light." Sure enough, the sun soon dipped behind the mountains. Then, as the moon began rising, Lucas pointed at it and exclaimed, "Look, Grandpa, it's a full moon tonight." As Lucas and Grandpa continued down the path, the moon suddenly disappeared behind a cloud. Almost immediately, Lucas tripped over a small rock. Grandpa helped him up and made sure he was all right. "We'd better wait here for a bit until the moon is out again. This path is too hard to walk without any light." Grandpa thought for a moment. "You know, this path is a lot like life. Although our mountain path is full of rocks, the light from the moon keeps us from tripping. And life is also full of hard choices and temptations that may make us stumble or fall. But we have a light to guide us. Jesus is the light on our path." "How do we know where Jesus is leading us?" asked Lucas. "He guides us through his word, the Bible," Grandpa replied. "The truth and wisdom of the word of God light our way." In the New Testament, Jesus himself is called the Word. His sacrifice for us is a demonstration of God's love, and through the Holy Spirit, he helps us live out his love, truth, and wisdom in our lives. Just as we need the moon to light our way back to camp, we need Jesus to guide us in the way he wants us to live. Just then, the moon came out again, illuminating their campsite in its glow. Lucas turned to Grandpa. "When we get back to the tent, can I see what Jesus says about friendship in the Bible?" Grandpa smiled and nodded. "Let's go." So, how about you? Have you ever felt unsure about what to do in a hard situation, like a trying friendship? Did you know that Jesus is the word that guides us? If you feel stuck or confused in a situation, look to Jesus' life and the rest of the Bible. As you learn more about God's love and truth and wisdom of his word, trust the Holy Spirit to help you walk the same path of hope, love, and peace as Jesus in your own life. Our key verse is Psalm 119:105.
"Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
And our key thought for today, walk in the light of God's word. We're getting close to the end of the Word with Zach summer reading program. I hope you're on track to finish all the reading for June, July, and August. You still have a chance to win the first 6 seasons of Down Gilead Lane or the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Finish the summer strong by reading your Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.